From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says a top Islamic State's leader is believed to have been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria earlier this month. Speaking at a Pentagon news conference Friday, along with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, Carter identified the senior IS leader as Abd al-Rahman Mustafa al-Kaduli, also known as Haji Iman, and described him as the group's finance minister.
A few months ago, when I said we were going to go after ISIL's financial infrastructure, we started with the storage sites where it holds its cash. And now we've taken out the leader, who oversees all the funding for ISIL's operations, hurting their ability to pay fighters and hire recruits.
Carter said Iman was a well-known terrorist who had a hand in terrorist plots outside of Iraq and Syria. Ukrainian authorities have found the body Friday of a lawyer representing one of two Russian soldiers being tried on terrorism charges. Yuri Grabovsky was the defense attorney for Alexander Alexandrov, who was arrested last May on terrorism charges stemming from the separatist conflict in pro-Moscow eastern Ukraine. Grabovsky's body was found buried near Kiev. Alexandrov and another soldier were allegedly members of the Russian military last year when they crossed the border into Ukraine. Russia denies any involvement in the border crossing and has said both the soldiers quit their special forces unit before traveling into the war zone of their own accord. The soldiers refuted the official Russian statement and said they were active soldiers at the time, being sent to Ukraine on a reconnaissance mission. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is having meetings with Belgian and European leaders in Brussels, expressing the condolences of the United States for all those afflicted by Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. Kerry said the U.S. and coalition members have a message for anyone who would kill and wound innocent civilians.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here or in Paris or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
U.S. President Barack Obama returned to the White House after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and an historic visit to Cuba, where he met with President Raul Castro. During his trip, President Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but that his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. President Obama, his wife, two daughters, and mother-in-law returned to the White House early Friday to begin preparations for the holiday weekend, including the famous White House Easter egg roll. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus amid tight security in Jerusalem. VOA's Robert Berger has that story.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Italian pilgrim Emilio Carmone said Jerusalem looks like an armed camp.
In all my life, I don't see so many weapons like in one day here in Jerusalem.
The procession wound up at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion. It is there on Easter Sunday that Christians will celebrate the resurrection. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.